Abdi Amogos Njamshi, the chair of the Political and Technical Affairs Committee of the Pan-African Climate Justice Alliance from Cameroon. I think this meeting with the chair of finance for the African group and the LDCs is very timely. This has been our tradition that we meet always to share our notes and see how we can complement each other's action. Following what we've heard this morning, the picture is still a little bit gloomy, and to say the least. But there's a way, because we know we're happy that the African group is still standing, holding on the position, and they have not been disappointed or discouraged to move in a negative direction. So they are still holding to it, and this is what inspires us, because truth is always slow, but it always arrives. I think on a principled basis, we think Africa should be holding this position. And the frustration, though, is that since Copenhagen, Cancun, Durban, Doha are now here, we're seeing this resistance from the developed countries. But that does not mean that we should sign in for a death warrant. We should keep on holding the post, because everybody knows that what we are doing is just and equitable, and we're only asking for justice. And let me tell you again, Africa should not be seen in these negotiations as looking for sympathy. Africa is not looking for any sympathy. Africa is only demanding justice. Justice that should be done. Because like Martin Luther King said, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. We think injustice to Africa in particular, and developing countries in general, is a threat to justice even in developed countries. So we are calling upon the like-minded people, citizens of the North, to say, hey, we should not be promoting injustice, because this issue, climate change, is a matter of justice and equity.
Mm-hmm. So, is the African team of negotiators at par with the civil society's position?
Yeah, I think for over the years, this has been the tradition, and that's why I said I'm happy that they are still holding that kind of position, and they have not given up. So we support that position. We support that position wholeheartedly. Although we go a little bit further, but what they reasonably are taking as a position from the government side is what will deliver for Africa, and we're supporting that kind of position